Greetings and welcome to a special WDIY segment on arts and culture in the Lehigh Valley. I'm your host, Dave Pandel. Our subject is the upcoming third annual India Heritage Day Festival. And to fill us in on what that's about, we have one of the organizers of the event, Vindhya Chari, on the line. Hello, Vindhya, and welcome to WDIY.
Hello, Dave. Thank you very much for getting me on.
Well, you're quite welcome. Vindhya is the primary person behind an organization called Sara Arts. It's a nonprofit whose mission statement is sharing art across regions. Vindhya, I want you to tell us about Sara Arts, but first let's talk about the India Heritage Day Festival, which is scheduled to happen on Sunday, August 16th. It's an annual event that is normally held in Allentown's Arts Park, but due to extenuating circumstances, i.e. the pandemic, it won't be held in that physical space this year, right?
Correct. For 2 years in a row, we were happy to have it at the Arts Park in Allentown. But as you said, this year, due to the circumstances that we are all facing, we decided that it's best to go virtual.
So before we get into the content, how will people be able to see it or experience it?
We are hoping to bring in the same essence of having a live show to a virtual arena. In our live shows, we have had dance, we have had music, we have food, henna, so many different things, art exhibitions. And we are planning to do the same this year as well. It's going to be a one-hour program because we want to keep the viewers' attention. But we will have short and snappy segments, including live dance, music, food. And when I say food, we're going to have amazing cooking videos. They're going to be pre-recorded, but it's going to be shown for the first time live on YouTube Premiere. So these segments are amazing. They were done customized specially for this virtual show. All of our performers and choreographers took time to do this and went outside and even practiced in a group at times safely so that we could have original programming this time.
Is it for the most part pre-recorded and you're just going to fit those segments in?
Yes, exactly. We just didn't want to take any chance with any technical glitches on that day. So we had pre-recorded the videos, including speeches by Congresswoman Wilde and Mayor Ray O'Connell, as well as our sponsors. They've done very beautiful speeches and all related directly to India Heritage Day. So we have kind of put it together as a professionally produced show. It will have advertisements, and these advertisements are going to be artsy as well. We like to encourage our local artists who come in and to showcase their work. In our live show, usually you would have them in vendor booths, but this time we gave them the opportunity to put in ads in our show. So you will see that these ads are also very crafty and artsy and gives a voice to our artists. So it's going to be a mix of segments, small speeches by leaders in the community, and these cool advertisements.
That's a lot to pack into a one-hour presentation, isn't it? So
yes, but you know, the trick is we're keeping it short. Each segment is, you know, 3 to 4 minutes max, maybe 1 or 2 or 5. And that's it. And we have an amazing grand finale in the end that we hope people will stay all the way to watch and see.
I'm curious, if this were live in the park, how long would the festival be? Is it like a whole afternoon thing?
Yeah, usually it's from 11 to 6. We start with, again, the leaders in the community come in and speak. We actually light the lamp to kick off the celebration. And then, yep, we have a lot more dance, a lot more music, food, and we have interactive sessions in the live. We had yoga. We had even the dance was interactive. We had the view attendees who came in join us in dance and music. So it was a learning experience as well as just to come and enjoy. So, yeah, it was a nice full afternoon worth of celebration.
I look forward to being there in person when next it happens live. Who knows when that'll be? There's few things more appealing in terms of food than Indian cuisine, you know, particularly wafting in the air like that. It's just wonderful. And I am fascinated by the Indian culture. You're listening to WDIY. I'm Dave Pandel, and we're here with Vindhya Chari online, talking about the upcoming third annual India Heritage Day Festival. Might I add, this year it is a virtual festival. So there's a lot going on in this hour, and you've mentioned dance and music and the culinary side. Also, henna arts. Could you talk a little bit about that?
In our live shows, we had a booth and we had a henna artist come in and draw beautiful designs on folks' hands, feet, or arms, or anywhere they would like. And that's a big part of our Indian culture, this beautiful henna decoration. But, you know, of course, virtually, we still want it to happen. So what we are going to show you is how it is done. And we hope to even get a bridal demonstration if possible. We are working on that. If that's not the case, then we will just show you how it's done by an experienced henna artist. So you will at least see how it is, and hopefully next year you'll be able to experience it in person.
So I've seen it. It's very intricate, geometric type of art, and I've seen it on people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And is that typically where it's found? Or
yeah, it's typically on the hands, and so it's green. It's a green paste. It's made out of earth. It's ground, and they mix some oils and all that into it, and then you kind of make the design with this herbal green paste, and you let it in your hand for maybe 1 hour or so. The more you leave it, the darker red it gets. So you leave it for some time and then you wash it off, and then you have this beautiful red, orangish red design on your hand. And it stays for maybe, you know, a week or two afterwards. So it's a nice reminder of this beautiful Indian art that you see on your hands. Yes, it's typically done on the hand. People do it on their feet as well. It can be done on the feet. Some people have a design on the arm, like a tattoo, but typically it's in the hand, like you said.
Do you have a favorite dish that would be highlighted at this festival?
Yes, I do, actually. It's good you brought that up. When you think about Indian cuisine, it does sound complicated. A lot of spices, a lot of long cooking, and very complicated recipes. But what we wanted to bring you now is something that anyone can make in their kitchen very quickly. So you will see three dishes being showcased in this virtual show. I want to keep them a surprise. But one, which is my favorite, is even I didn't know you could do this so quickly. It's a dessert. It's with mangoes. That's all I'll say. But she literally did it within 5 minutes. And then you have this amazing Indian dessert. So the unique thing about what you'll be showing on the 16th is quick, fast, yummy Indian food that anyone can make in their kitchen, without too many ingredients that you might need.
Oh, I aspire to that. So the festival is scheduled to occur right around, to the extent possible, India Independence Day, which is August 15th, India's independence from the UK. So besides this festival, is there any way that the Indian community abroad celebrates this holiday? Because I imagine it's a big deal in India.
Or yeah.
Is there a certain dish or certain things that happen at gatherings?
We are celebrating it on the 16th of August, which is just one day after that. Yeah, it is a big celebration. Mayor Ray O'Connell will actually be speaking about it a little bit in his speech in our virtual show. And every year here locally, there is another organization, IAALV, that they actually have a flag hoisting, and they get the mayor to come and speak, and we have some dance and music. There's a small, cute festival that happens in Allentown. They've been doing this for many years now, I think close to 30 years. It's a nice tradition. And this year, of course, I think they're planning it virtual. I'm not exactly sure, but there is something that will be done. But typically in India or here, there's usually parades. Like in New York City, there's a big parade that happens during Independence Day. There's a lot of celebration, dance, music. In terms of food, there's many sweets, you know, Indian sweets that are distributed to everyone. So it's a nice, fun afternoon that we usually have with our friends and family.
I want to pivot back to the access issue. Is it only during this 1 hour, which starts at 10:30, I believe, right? On the 16th, Sunday the 16th, is it only during that hour that people can see it, or can they watch it after it's been shown?
So it will premiere live on at 10:30 a.m. on the 16th. Mm-hmm. You can't watch it before, but once the show is done, and the show will be starting live, so you can't really fast forward the show. You know, you have to let it go its course for an hour.
Yeah.
And after that, yes, it will be a YouTube link, and people could search for maybe India Heritage Day 2020 and find it. But we hope everyone will come in on the 16th at 10:30 a.m. to watch it, because it's nothing like watching something live and new. So there's more fun in that. But for people who absolutely cannot come in at that time, yes, we will have the YouTube link available for anyone to watch at any time after that.
So tell us about your website and your organization, the SARA Arts Organization.
I have a passion for arts of all kinds, be it dance, music, yoga, or visual arts. My interest is in visual arts, but there is arts of all kinds. And I've been thinking of setting up some kind of a foundation to teach people about the arts from the different parts of the world. You know, each part, be it Poland or Mexico or India, there's so much intricate art that we don't know about. There's the artisans in the small villages who need a voice, and we want to make sure that this art is alive, that it doesn't die. So I've been always wanting to do something like this. And the impetus came in 2018 when I received a grant from one of our sponsors, the Cultural Coalition of Allentown, Upside Allentown, to do an India Heritage Day. You know, they suggested, hey, the community would love to see this in a big scale. Why don't you do it? And that was a good starting point for me. So we did our first India Heritage Day in 2018. At the same time, I started this nonprofit foundation. And it's been going really well. There is so much interest in the Lehigh Valley. That is so nice to see, to learn about different art styles and culture. Since then, I've been doing, aside from the yearly India Heritage Day, we have been doing one-off events where we teach an art of certain kinds. They'll have a small class where they're teaching an art of some kind. And what I've been also doing is picking a region of the world and doing an art and culture exhibition around it. So for the past two times, I've picked different states in India. So, for example, there's a state called West Bengal, and we did one in May where we chose art styles from West Bengal. We actually went to the villages of West Bengal to get authentic fabrics, art, pottery from there to showcase here. We had food. So we had a big art culture show around that particular state. So it was more involved. It was more focused, but hoping that people got a lot about what that state is about. And hopefully we want to do more of these. And like I said, I don't want to limit it to India. I'd like to get into the world and pick every area of the world and showcase their art and culture. So that is the hope for the future.
Speaking of regions, do you have a sense of if there's a given area that most of the migration of Indian people to this town came from? So, for instance, back at the beginning of the 20th century, there were a lot of Austrians and Germans, and the Austrians typically came from Eastern Austria. Is there a region in India that you came from, or most of the people you know are affiliated with?
See, India is huge. It's such a big country.
Oh, yeah.
I personally come from the south of India, although I've been here. I was born here and been here. My parents came here, and he was a professor, and he taught here, and then I came and did my university and all that. But typically, you know, it's from all around India. There's no real one place. Our Lehigh Valley is an example of that. You will see folks from all parts of India, and that's why I'm able to do these art and culture shows. I can pick West Bengal, or I can pick an area called Kutch, which is a really small region, and you will find people from those regions. And that's why I'm able to do these art shows, because they come and share what they know in terms of art and culture. So it's nice to have a good mix in any part of the USA from all parts of India.
As far as the sponsors of this event, I know WDIY is one of them. Would you like to mention the others?
Yes. Well, I'd like to first thank WDIY to help us and promote this event and support us in our cause. I'm very grateful for that. We have the Cultural Coalition of Allentown and Upside Allentown, who who have been supporting us for the past 3 years and are extremely interested in helping us grow and succeed. I'd like to also thank LVEC, who is our first-time donor as part of the Lafayette University, and we appreciate their support in these trying times that we are facing. I'd like to thank API, which is the American Association of Physicians of Indian Origin, who have been supporting us for 2 years in a row. Last year, they actually had a booth in our India Heritage Day where they gave free medical testing. So that was great, and they are supporting us as well. And as we move forward in years to come, we look forward to more sponsors who will help us to do what we do. We need the support of everyone in the community for us to continue with this art education.
Well, Vindhya, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and recommendations about the India Heritage Day Festival coming up. Here on WDIY, we've been talking to Vindhya Chari about the India Heritage Day Festival, which will happen rain or shine on Sunday, August 16th at 10:30 a.m. and can be accessed via Facebook or YouTube. And for more information, I think they can go to the website saraarts.org.
Yeah.
Let me spell that, saraarts.org. Vindhya, thanks for joining us on WDIY and filling us in on the celebration.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And thanks to Neil Heaver for engineering and editing. This is Dave Pandel. Be kind to each other, be considerate, stay safe, and good day.